Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, November 21st, we celebrate the presentation of Mary in the temple in Jerusalem. Sacred tradition handed down by the liturgy tells us Mary was born in Jerusalem and at a young age was brought by her parents, Joachim and Anne, to the temple to be educated. And we call this the presentation of Mary in the temple. Now, this is different from the presentation of Jesus when Mary and Joseph presented him in the temple 40 days after his birth at Christmas. But why is it important to remember the event of Mary entering the temple, and what does it matter to us? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Paul tells us that by faith and baptism, we have become temples of God. In 1 Corinthians he writes, "Didn't you realize that you were God's temple and that the Spirit of God was living within you?" So at baptism, the Holy Spirit enters our soul in order to conceive and begin to form Jesus in us. But the Holy Spirit does not do this alone. The Holy Spirit conceives and forms Jesus within us through Mary. St. Louis de Montfort, St. Maximilian Kolbe, and the Catholic Church at Vatican II and in the Catechism teach that just as the Holy Spirit and Mary formed Jesus in her womb, likewise, the Holy Spirit and Mary formed Jesus in you. So it's not just the Holy Spirit that comes into our soul at baptism, but also Mary, because it is always the Holy Spirit and Mary who formed Jesus in us. So, Mary's entrance to the temple in Jerusalem foreshadows her entrance into the temple of our soul at baptism, that by the power of the Spirit, she might conceive and form Jesus within us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Louis de Montfort explains the benefit of knowing the role of Mary and developing a relationship with her. In his book, True Devotion to Mary, he reminds us that the Holy Spirit became fruitful through Mary. It was with her, in her, and of her that the Spirit produced Jesus Christ and will continue to form Christ in souls until the end of time. Now, as I said, the Holy Spirit and Mary form Jesus in her womb, and the Holy Spirit and Mary form Jesus in you. For this reason, St. Louis de Montfort writes, the more he finds Mary, his dear and inseparable spouse, in a soul, the more powerful and effective he becomes in producing Jesus Christ in that soul, and that soul in Jesus Christ. So, the more we invite Mary into the temple of our soul, the more the Holy Spirit will form Jesus in us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
You may be used to the idea of Jesus and the Holy Spirit living in the temple of your soul. But the idea of Mary living in your soul, that might be a new idea, or it might even seem wrong. Think of this. Jesus wants to give his life to us through the Mass and the sacraments. But because of our pride and sin and our vices, we have a hard time receiving. So the Holy Spirit comes to help us in our weakness. The Spirit comes into our soul to receive and form Jesus within us. And the Spirit does this with and through Mary. St. Louis de Montfort, in another one of his little books, The Secret of Mary, gives an analogy to explain this. He says, if a sculptor wants to make a perfect image of a person, he basically has two options. Get a block of marble or wood and then set to work with hammer and chisel. The other option is to make a mold or a cast and then pour the molten liquid into it. Listen to what Montfort writes. Mary is the living mold of God. In her alone, the God-man was formed in his human nature. In her alone, by the grace of God, we are made God-like as far as human nature is capable. A sculptor can make a statue in one of two ways, by using his skill, strength, experience, and good tools to produce a statue out of hard, shapeless matter. The second way is by making a cast of it in a mold. The first way is long and involved and open to all sorts of accidents. It only needs a faulty stroke of the chisel or hammer to ruin the whole work. But the second is quick, easy, straightforward, almost effortless and inexpensive. But the mold must be perfect and true to life. And the material must offer no resistance. Mary is the great mold of God, fashioned by the Holy Spirit. to fashion through grace men who are like God. And everyone who casts himself into it and allows himself to be molded will acquire every feature of Jesus Christ with little pain or effort, as befits our weak human condition. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
I was really struck when St. Louis de Montfort says, for the mold to work, the mold must be perfect, and the material must offer no resistance. Well, the mold, the Holy Spirit and Mary, are perfect. There's no problem there. But the material must offer no resistance. The material must conform itself to the mold for the process to work. Well, we're the material. So what can we do to be more receptive to the work of the Holy Spirit and Mary so that they may form us in the likeness of Jesus? Well, let me suggest three things. First, consecrate yourself to Mary. Invite Mary into the temple of your soul so that she and the Holy Spirit can receive Jesus in you. Second, live in imitation of Jesus as he was a little boy growing up under her care. Develop a personal relationship with Mary, like Jesus did. Talk with her often. Listen to her in your heart. And try to do what she inspires within you. That's what Jesus did. And third, let Mary educate you. We need to meditate on the Word of God in the school of Mary, which is the Rosary, every day. John Paul II writes, "The Rosary mystically transports us to Mary's side as she is busy watching over the human growth of Christ in the home of Nazareth. And this enables her to train us and to mold us with the same care until Christ is fully formed in us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, you're pretty used to this information. You've only heard it about a billion times from me in my devotion to Our Lady. But what were you reflecting on?
I think it actually struck me in a very different way this time. Well, it's not different as in new, but I was just thinking about specifically this metaphor of the mold.
Yes, I love that.
Mm-hmm. I think the... Correct me if I'm wrong, but I would say the primary goal and mission of a mother is formation.
Totally.
And I think what an artist Mary must have been in that sense, because she was given the mission of formation to spend her human life with the human God.
Yeah.
What an incredible thing. And it's very important in our lives to remember that we're not just living our life, we're being formed.
Mm-hmm.
Our primary goal in our own lives is to hopefully form ourselves, to intentionally direct ourselves towards God and really bring out the likeness of God within us, because we can really destroy that.
Yes.
But to remember that in every moment we're molding ourselves, we're yes. being molded by others. And we really need to choose who we're being molded by yeah. above all else. It's like if you were tasked with building this great sculpture and you're sitting here with your big, heavy, dumb hands trying to chisel away, and Michelangelo's like, can I help you a little? And you're like, get out of my face. I don't have time for this. I need to be working on this sculpture. And he's like, I could tell you how to do it. And you're like, no. And he's like, and I could do it for you. And you're like, who do you think you are? It's my job to make this sculpture. But if we really care about how it turns out, we should probably hand it over to the masters.
Yeah. This is why I love St. Louis de Montfort. This is such a great image because as you said so clearly, the goal of our life is to be conformed to Jesus. And who formed Jesus? The Holy Spirit and Mary.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we let them do it?
Yeah.
That's precisely what we do in consecration to Mary. Precisely in consecration to Mary, we hand our lives over to the Holy Spirit, Mary, and say, you form us in the image of Jesus. But many people do the consecration, but that's just the first step. Then we have to live in relationship with Mary. And I don't think people understand how to do that.
Yeah.
How do we have a personal relationship with Mary? Well, think about it. How did Jesus have a personal relationship with Mary as a little boy growing up with her?
Hopefully he spoke to her and did what she asked.
That's it. It's that simple. Just talk to her all the time, pay attention, and just try to do what she asked. Mm-hmm. It's really that simple.
Yeah.
One year after John Paul had been shot and he knew that he had been saved by Mary, he said, this last year has been a constant conversation with Mary. That's how our life should be. A constant conversation with our mother so that she can form Jesus in us. And then once a day or twice a day or three times a day, we sit down at her feet and we say, teach us. And that's the rosary. It's very simple. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.